We've been covering the situation in Venezuela for several weeks, and some things haven't really changed in that time. Depending on who you ask, there are still two presidents, Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido. Then there's the standoff about whether or not international aid should enter the country. And more generally, there's still uncertainty about what other countries should be doing right now. It's left us wondering what's next for Venezuela. Oliver Stunkel is a professor of international relations at the Vargas Foundation in Brazil. He's been thinking about possible outcomes for Venezuela, including the possibility of an American military intervention there.
I think what the United States is still hoping for is a political transition. And I think the U.S. has been putting a lot of pressure together with countries in the region. Only a very small number of countries in the Western Hemisphere now considers Maduro to be the legitimate president of Venezuela. The problem with that is the countries other than the United States aren't really economically so important for Venezuela. So the key purchaser of oil used to be the United States. Now it's India. China is an important supporter economically of the regime, and Russia is also quite important. So unless those three stop supporting the Maduro regime, a political transition still doesn't look that likely. So there's really not much the United States can do now. And still, there is a long list of cases where military intervention seemed to be a good option, but in the end, the U.S. ended up being stuck in the country for quite a while. And people here, obviously in Latin America, are actively discussing this option. And in the end, the majority of Latin American governments have explicitly said they are against U.S. military intervention.
Have any Latin American countries, either quietly or out loud, said that they would support U.S. intervention in Venezuela?
No, actually, not a single government has done so. And even center-right governments, which seek to be closer to the Trump administration, have publicly stated that they do not think that military intervention is the right path.
What's the best possible outcome for Venezuela?
Well, the best possible outcome is a negotiated transition where you have free elections. I think, realistically speaking, the easiest way to make that happen is to offer an amnesty to Maduro and the leading generals and basically say, you are allowed to leave the country. We promise we will not prosecute or punish you in order to make this easier right now. And then the international community would be supportive and allow Guaido to organize free and fair elections.
What's the worst possible outcome in Venezuela?
Well, the worst possible outcome, I think, is a civil war. And there, I think it is not entirely impossible to rule out. So the worst case scenario, which must also be compared to Syria, because Russia does have plays a significant role as one of the key supporters of the Maduro regime. So if you have, for example, part of the armed forces remaining loyal to Maduro and the other half pledging allegiance to Juan Guaido, you could have a conflict between the armed forces. The militias would then basically support whomever pays them better. And you could have sort of the United States along with most of Latin America being supportive of the new government, whereas Russia, the same way as it does in Syria, continues to support the old government, basically. And in this particular case, you could have a sort of a proxy war with both sides being financed and supported by outside powers.
What about another scenario? There's a humanitarian disaster in Venezuela because there's not enough food. And so then there is pressure for outside powers to do something. Isn't that another possible scenario?
Absolutely. I think, and this is the big moral dilemma when we talk about imposing economic sanctions, right? Because economic sanctions are meant to put pressure on the government, but who pays the price ends up being the population. We see this right now. I think, there's shortage of food. Whenever I travel to Venezuela, I mean, people sort of, beforehand tell me, I need this kind of medicine or this kind of medicine, which is just there's nothing available. You know, at the border, border guards try to, take food away from you. I mean, it's sort of this kind of situation you already have. Lots of people leaving the country. So there's a dilemma here. To what extent do you want to put economic pressure on the government, but how do you preserve, how do you assure survival of a country? And there's still 30 million people in the country.
Oliver Stunkel is a professor of international relations at the Vargas Foundation in Brazil. He's been following the situation in Venezuela closely. Oliver, thanks for explaining this all for us.
Thank you.